from one end of the broken wire here to the end of the broken wire over here. And that's not a safe condition. None of our electricians would buy off on turning those lights on until we had that problem solved. They were out there for a week and a half or so. If you saw, we've had the backhoe out there and some other things. We found several breaks. We've got all that fixed to now where the electrician is comfortable with turning the lights on and it being a safe condition. There's still, I think, three lights that are out, but they're not in a row. So the lights for the runway are working. We have the same issues with the taxiway, and we have not gotten to those yet. So we're working on the problem, and we're looking at what we can do in next year's budget as far as upgrading the system. So
the lights. I missed it. Why was the water broke?
We've had issues with people that they've been dug into with whatever shovels or backhoes or something along the way. I was showing Garrett, I got one of the wires in my office, that obviously been dug into. We've got a mess out there. Right now, the bottom line is the runway lights are on, taxiway we're still working on. So.
Are they on full time or pilot controlled?
Pilot controlled. They're back to the way they were. Yeah, they've been on since Friday afternoon. So.
I did not check notice on the website. We last Sunday come back tonight. Only the two runways.
Yep. Yeah, please check NOTAM, especially when it snows. That's all I got for runway or airport updates.
Senator Corporate, I have a press conference here at 10:30 on Friday.
What's his press conference about?
What he's announcing is the Senate passed their version of the FAA reauthorization bill. The House has not passed theirs yet, so it's just the Senate version. I don't know. The Senate version actually increases the Airport Improvement Program funding, which is where we get our grant money from. It increases it from 3.6 to 4.1 billion, and it keeps the percentage at 95%. The House version right now decreases overall funding, and it will also decrease the percentage that we get. So we're waiting to see how it all comes out, but he's here to announce the Senate version passed, and that if that's what the final version is, that's good for us. And none of our projects are approved or anything like that because of this. It's just it's a reauthorization. There's some other things in the bill that have nothing to do with us, but it gives the FAA authorization to spend money for the next 2 years.
Is the House expected to pass theirs anytime soon,
It came out of committee last week, and they were supposed to vote on it this week. I haven't heard that they did or didn't. But because there's such big differences, they're going to have to reconcile it. And
right. March, what is it, March 4th?
$4.1 billion.
The government doesn't have a budget right now. So March 4th seems to be the fourth date for the government. Okay.
We'll see.
Any other updates? Yep.
Nope.
Anything from anybody else for airport updates? Concerns?
And last month's minutes, it stated that I was going to look up some stuff. I don't know, print out about the business parks and industrial park rules and regulations and a bunch of stuff. I don't know. We talked about talking to each other about different meetings. I mean, I don't know if you turn it into a PDF and send it out, or it's a lot of reading. It's like all it is adding more to what we have already had to deal with. But I did, I went online and got examples. Like you were saying, cross country, of what different airports were doing, what their rules and regulations were, and how they dealt with them.
Do
you have enough copies for all the members of the group?
No, this is all one set.